Well, good morning, everyone.
早上好, 各位.
And it's good to work with my friend Mason again.
很高兴能够和我的朋友 Mason在一起来做工。
I will hopefully not throw too many curveballs for you, Mason.
That's okay.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
首先先来祝贺你大家圣诞快乐和新年快乐。
And I bring you greetings from my wife, Karen.
我也带来了我太太Karen的问候。
She's at our church today at Calvary Baptist Bible Church in Peoria.
她今天是去参加了我们在Peoria的哥哥他进行会。
And I'm sure that our pastor, Pastor Gary, is praying for us today as well.
那我也比较很确定，我们的牧师Gary牧师正在为我们祷告。
Over Christmas, we were all together in our home.
在圣诞节期间，我们大家聚在了一起。
Including my son-in-law, Matthias.
包括我的新的女婿Matthias。
He and Sarah were married on October 16th near Greenville, South Carolina.
他和我的女儿Sarah在10月16号在南卡Greenville那里结婚。
So having four daughters, it was nice to have another man around.
那有四个女儿。 然后现在有一个男人也在身边，那真是感觉非常好。
There was a lot of joy, and it was great for us all to be together.
非常的愉快，大家聚在一起。
Let me start this morning by asking a question.
那让我从今天早晨呢，先来从一个问题开始。
What difficulties are you going through right now?
你现在正在经历什么困难？
Think for a minute.
大家可以思想一下, 可以思考一分钟。
Do some come to mind?
有没有想到一些呢?
My life changed forever on March 20th, 1998.
1998年3月20号的时候呢, 我的生活是彻底改变了。
It was on that night in Carmel, Indiana, that I suffered a serious injury to my right eye.
就在那一个晚上，在印第安纳的卡梅尔那里，我的右眼受了重伤。
We were playing a game called broom hockey at an ice rink, and I fell, and the end of the broom shattered the right lens of my eye and gave me a blunt force trauma.
那我们当时正在溜冰场上玩那个曲棍球，那然后我摔倒了，然后那个曲棍柄那个扫帚的柄就末端它就完全击碎了我的眼睛镜片，撞到了我的眼睛。
Two surgeries later, I had lost 100% of the vision in this eye.
所以两次手术以后呢, 我的这只眼睛就丧失了100%的视力。
I miss it every day.
我非常想念我这个视力, 每一天都是想念。
I consider it a mark or a sign of God's ownership that I belong to God.
我把这个认为 是一个记号, 是我属于神的一个记号。
In June of 2014, my wife Karen was diagnosed with breast cancer.
2014年6月的时候呢, 我太太Karen她被诊断出患有乳腺癌。
We were devastated.
我们当时也非常被摧毁, 非常绝望。
She underwent surgery and radiation. Thankful she did not need chemotherapy.
接受了手术，也接受了放疗，非常幸运，不需要有化疗。
Today, praise the Lord, she is cancer free.
那今天呢，真是感谢赞美主，她是完全没有癌症。
My eye, her cancer, these are big trials.
因此我的眼睛和我太太她的癌症，这些对我们来说都是巨大的考验。
I'm sure many of you listening this morning have had big trials of your own.
那我相信你们今天在这里听的各位，你们也有非常巨大的试炼在那里。
This past Saturday, my youngest daughter, Lauren, went off I-74 near Bloomington and went into a ditch and got a flat tire.
就在刚刚过去的上周六，我最小的女儿Lauren 她在Bloomington 74号公路那里行驶的时候呢，掉到沟里了，她的轮胎也漏气了。
She had hit some ice on the interstate.
她因为开车的时候撞到了一些冰。
She was safe, but I just paid for 4 new tires for my car because I didn't want to have 3 new, or 3 old and 1 new. So we just got 4 new tires for the car.
那Lauren她很安全，但是我就是要为这辆车要买一组新的轮胎，因为并不想要有一个新的轮胎和三个旧的在一起。
Now, that was a trial. For sure, but it was smaller than the others that I've mentioned so far.
这也是一种试炼，当然这是一种比较小的试炼，不像前面谈到的大的试炼。
You can't see it, but over to my left is our refrigerator.
你可能看不见，在我左手边这里，在我家这里是我们家的冰箱。
On a pretty regular basis, we don't have room for all of our leftovers to fit in that refrigerator.
在通常往往的情况下呢，我们没有足够的空间能够把所有剩下的菜放入这个冰箱里。Now
that's a tiny trial.
这是个非常小的试炼。We're
looking at the text today, and it was in our scripture reading that says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds."
那我们今天所看的文字里面，所看的这段经文里面就说到，我的弟兄姐妹们啊，每当你面对许多人的试炼时，要把它当作纯粹的快乐。
Please turn in your Bibles to James chapter 1.
那让我们一起就来翻到雅各书啊，1章2到4。
I'm going to read these verses again, and I'll go ahead and read verses 2 through 4.
那我就来念一下雅各书1章2到4。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
According to this text, and this is our first point, you are required to be joyful in trials.
那通过这段经文，我们就看到，我们被要求在试炼中，百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。Consider
it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds.
若在百般试炼中。 都要以为大喜乐。
The meaning of the word consider is to hold a view, to have an opinion, to consider, or to regard.
那这个考虑啊，这啊以为啊，那这里的经文是翻为以为。那第二个就是它的意义呢，就有考虑，要有意见，你必须要能够思考。
It's a verb that has to do with our minds, with our thinking.
啊，这个就是要通过我们的头脑来思考。
And the form of this command is it's one that's urgent. It's one that we're supposed to do at once, right now.
那这句的时态呢？它是以一种非常紧急的命令时，是你必须要现在就要做，立刻就要去做。
We are supposed to consider it all joy or pure joy.When we face trials of many kinds,
我们要立刻啊，在百般试炼的时候，就要认为这些都是快乐的、喜乐的。
That's hard.
这很难。
That's a difficult thing to do.
这是很难做到的事。
But this is joy.Beyond mere earthly joy, this is joy in the Lord.
那这个喜乐就不是世上的喜乐，而是超出世上，是在主里面的喜乐。
This is joy outside of ourselves.
这个喜乐是除我们之外的。
It's the joy of faith.
这是种信心里面的喜乐。
It has its basis in the hope and confidence of faith.
那它的基础就是我们的希望，我们的信心都是建基于我们的信仰之上。
Which despite all fightings and fears is certain of justification through faith in Christ.
那尽管我们也还是会有争斗，也会有恐惧。
What we believe needs to impact how we view life.
但是我们所相信的将会影响我们怎么样来看待我们这个生命生活。
This is joy that is independent of your circumstances.
所以这种喜乐这种大喜乐是与你和我的周围的环境是毫无关的。
You can be joyful not because of the bad or the hard circumstances, but because of the faith you have in Christ.
你可以不因自己的周围环境而感到喜乐，你可以因为你的喜乐是因为你在基督里面有信心。
The joy that God is going to grow me through that trial, through that difficulty.
这个喜乐是来自于神让你经历试炼，在中成长。
Now let me be honest with you.
那让我也和你坦白来讲。
I was not excited to lose the vision in my eye.
当我丧失我的视力的时候，我当然不会很喜乐。
I was not excited when Karen was diagnosed with cancer.
当我太太 Karen 诊断出有癌症的时候，我也不是那么激动。
I was not excited when Lauren called me in tears on the phone, telling me that she had slid off the highway.
当 Lauren 打电话给我，哭着说她滑下了高速的时候，我也不会感到激动、喜乐。
We're not talking here about our feelings. We're talking here about our thinking.
在这里，我们不是在谈论我们的感觉，我们的这里是在谈论我们的思考和思想。
That's why it has the verb consider.
所以就有这里以为或者是思这个词。
To think, to consider, this is good. This is good. God's going to do something in my life through this.
因为我们要思考，要认为这个是对我们有益的，因为神在我们的生活中，他要成就些什么事。
This is not natural. This is supernatural.
这个很不自然，这是超自然的。
Consider it pure joy, all joy, unmixed joy.
都要认为是大喜乐，完全没有掺杂的喜乐。
He doesn't say, you know, some joy along with much grief.
Some joy belong to much grief?
Yeah, I'm underneath number two.
Oh, grief.
Okay. He says pure joy, not some joy.
Okay.
Along with much grief.
那有些喜乐可能是产生来自还有更多的同时也会产生很多的悲伤。
This is pure joy, all joy, complete joy.
但是我们这里谈论的喜乐是纯粹的喜乐，大喜乐完全没有掺杂任何东西的喜乐。
And this is during trials of many kinds.
这个也是在百般的试炼当中。
Do you remember the Old Testament story of Joseph, one of the sons of Jacob?
那有没有记得在旧约中谈到约瑟，就是那个亚伯的他的儿子？
He's the one that had the coat of many colors, a special coat.
他不是有一件彩衣，那件彩衣上有各种各样的颜色。
In Genesis chapter 37, I'm going to turn there real quick. Genesis chapter 37 and verse 3, it tells us something about his coat. Genesis 37:3.
在创世纪三十七章第三节那里，描绘了那件彩衣。
It says in Genesis 37:3, Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made an ornate robe for him.
第三节，那以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他老年生的。他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
That word on the screen, it's ornamented. In the NIV I'm reading from, it says ornate. That's the same word that we're talking about.
这里虽然翻译有些不一样，但这一件就是染色的彩衣。
The Greek translation of the Old Testament called the Septuagint uses the same word for many kinds from James 1 here in Genesis 37:3. It's a coat of many colors, a richly ornamented robe.
那在希腊文的翻译里面呢，那么在前面雅各书那一章的多样性的试验和这里的彩衣这个多色的是同一个词。
So consider it pure joy, and really, I wish the NIV had translated this with many colors instead of richly ornamented, but the idea of a lot of different colors were in this robe.
那我也希望这个翻译这里也能够就像希腊文那样用的是多色多彩的那个意思。
So back to James.
那我们回到雅各书。
Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, many colors, many sizes, many types of trials.
所以无论你在 多种的试炼当中，无论这个试炼是大是小，是何种，咱们都要认为是一种纯粹的一种大喜乐。
This word trials can mean either trials or temptations.
那试炼在这个词在这里呢，既可以解释为是困难试炼，也可以或者呢也有试探的意思。
It depends on the context in which the word is used.
那一般它就取决于它的上下文来定义它。
Later in this same chapter, the same word is used in verse 13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
在第十三节的
James 1:13，
在第十三节的地方，那同样的词它就被用作那它就被用作这里才说是被试探，对吧？人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
In the Greek language,the word for tempt in 13 and trial in our text in verse 2, it's the same root, it's the same word.
那在希腊文里面，在这里用的试探这个词和我们前面读到的试炼这个词，他们拥有的同样的词根。
So the context determines the meaning. In our text, I believe it's the right meaning is trial or difficulty or hardship.Not a temptation to sin.
所以呢，这个词就它的定义往往是决定于它的上下文。那么，所以在我们前面的那章节里面，它是试炼就更有意义了。
So our first point is, you and I are required to be joyful in times of trial or difficulty or hardship.
所以我们第一个论点今天就是要说你和我被要求在面对不同的试炼困难试探中我们都要以为是喜乐。
Consider it all joy, pure joy, when you face many kinds of trials.
在百般的试验中你都要以为是大喜乐。
He then gives the reason, and that's our second point. You have good reason to be joyful in trial.
第二个点，他这里他就要谈论到我们有充分的理由要在试炼中喜乐。
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces or develops perseverance.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验，他就生忍耐。
The testing of your faith, the determining what it really is, what its quality is.
通过试验，那我们就会能够检测出这个它的真实性。
Whether your faith is genuine, whether it's true, whether it's real.
你的信心是真的吗？你的信心是可靠真实的吗？
Is my faith something I just talk about, or is it something that's real?
我讲的信心是只存在我的口头上吗？还是它是真实存在的？
And when something is tested, we know whether it's real or not.
因为当一件事它被测试检测过以后，那我们才能真正的知道它的真实性。
Have you ever been using a tool and the tool broke?
你有没有用过一个工具，那个工具折断了？
When you tested it, when you use that hammer or you use that saw, you found out if it could work or not.
当你在用那个锤子或者是那把锯子的时候，如果你不用它，只有你用了它以后，你才会知道它是不是有功用。
We can say that we love God. We can say that we trust God. But do we really in the times of hardship and trial?
我们可以在口头上承诺我们爱我们的神，我们信靠我们的神。但是当你真正遇到困难的时候，你的信心是不是真正的在神身上呢？
The testing of your faith produces perseverance.
因此信心只有经过这样的试验，我们才能真正的生出忍耐。
And the definition, I'm going to read you a definition of perseverance. It's defined as adherence to a course of action, belief, or purpose without giving way.
那我这里来给大家念一下，那这个忍耐啊，或者是坚持的这个意思在哪？在字典里面，这个忍耐坚定啊，被定义为要坚持行动啊，坚持你的信念，坚持你的目标，不让步。
This is why we need to be joyful in trial.
这就是为什么你应该在试炼困难当中要有快乐。
God Himself is doing something in your life and mine.
神在你和我的生活中、生命中正在做工。
He's developing perseverance.
他在你和我当中在锻炼我们的忍耐。
The ability to keep going.
我们的能够继续前行的能力。
We will become stronger.
我们会更坚强。
We will become more godly.
我们也会更虔诚。
We will become more like Christ.
我们更会像基督。
We grow more in times of trial than at any other time.
我们在试炼中成长。比其他的时间都要成长得快。
When everything is going smoothly for me, I usually don't grow very much.
当我在顺境的时候，我往往不会成长得太多。
And you don't either.
你可能也是不会成长太多。
This is one of the reasons why God allows difficulties into our lives.
这就是为什么神允许在我们的生命中有困难。
Do you pray more when everything's going smoothly or when everything's crazy?
你什么时候会祷告？是在你顺境的时候呢？还是你周围在一切都很困难的时候？
I pray a whole lot more when things aren't going so well.
我在往往在逆境的时候，我会祷告的更多。
This is why I need to consider it pure joy.
这就是为什么我们要在那时候要认为这是纯粹的喜乐。
Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
因为你就知道你的信心正在经历试验，就能生忍耐，生坚强。
He gives us our third point in verse 4.
那在第四节里面，他给出了我们第三个观点。
Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
What are the results of considering it pure joy? When you face trials of many kinds, we become mature or complete.
当我们遇到种种试炼，我们又满心欢喜，那我们得到的结果是什么？那就是我们完备，我们毫无欠缺。
you become a stronger Christian.
你会更成熟，你会成为一个更坚强的基督徒。
James uses a couple of words here, mature or complete, that kind of reinforce the same idea.
雅各在这里他用了连续的两个词，完备、无欠缺、完成，在这里来强调，来强调这是成熟。
He says you will not be lacking anything.
他在这里说你不会欠缺任何，毫无缺欠。
It's kind of a strong way of saying you're going to become more like Jesus.
这也是用一种更加强调的方式来说，你将会更像基督。
I want to be more like Christ.
我想要能够更成为更像基督。
And I think I'm talking to other Christians who want to be like Christ too.
当我与其他的基督徒一起讨论的时候，他们也说他们想要更像成为基督的样式。
This is what God is doing through those hard things going on right now in your life.
这就是神要通过那些困难，你所遇到的困难，在你身上要成就的。
It's not fun.
这可能并不愉快。
It's not easy.
可能也不容易。
But this is true.
但这是真实的，这是真理。
God is forming Jesus in me and in you through trials of many kinds.
神在我们生命里，让我们通过百般的试炼来成就我们更像基督。
How have you been responding to trials in your life?
因此，你在你的生活中，你是来如何来回应这样的试炼呢？
Have you complained?
你有没有抱怨过？
Have you gotten angry at God?
你有没有生神的气？
Let's be real here. Sometimes we struggle with that.
让我们回到现实，让我们来真实一点。有时候我们真的会很挣扎。
Sometimes we ask God, how long is this going to go on?
有时候我们会问神，这样的事会要持续多久呢？
Sometimes we're like Job, who wanted to argue with God.
有时候我们更像约伯，我们想要与神争论。
At the beginning of the book, Job did not sin with his lips.
在约伯记当初的时候，约伯可并没有和神争论。
But in the middle of the book, Job said, I want to argue with God because this isn't fair.
但是在他试炼的中期的时候，他说我要与神争论，因为这个不公平。
If you're having a hard time with what you're going through right now, I would encourage you to read the book of Job.
如果你现在正在经历一些困难、大试炼的时候，我鼓励你去读一下约伯记。
You'll quit your complaining in a hurry, I think.
你可能马上就会放弃你的抱怨了。
Perhaps some of you have experienced loss because of COVID.
可能也许你们中间的有些人正经历了感染了那个 COVID 的这个病毒。
We have lost friends due to COVID.
因为 COVID 的原因，我身边有好几个有些朋友都走了。
We miss them.
我非常想念他们。
But they're a lot better off where they are now.
但是相信他们现在去的地方比现在应该都好。
If you've experienced a lot of loss, due to COVID in your family, I am so sorry I'm so sorry for you.
如果你们中的一些人或者你们的家人，由于这个新冠病毒而去世的话，我非常的抱歉。
How have you been responding to trials in your life?
你是怎样来回应你这生活生命当中所遇见的试炼呢？
Have you gotten bitter at God?
你有没有向神，有苦读？
Maybe you've been mistreated at work.
你可能在工作上遇到了不公平的对待。
Maybe you've been mistreated at school.
你可能在学校里遇到了不公平的对待。
Maybe you have a teacher at school who's mean or unreasonable.
或者是你在学校里面，你们有那个老师是非常的苛刻。
Maybe you're going through a real difficult health situation with your body right now.
或者是你的健康，你的身体上现在正经历了一个很大的困难挑战。
Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds.
无论我们面对怎样的试炼，都把这一切视为是喜乐的。
Do you need to repent of your response to your trials?
你需不需要为你的回应试炼的态度而忏悔呢？
Have you violated this command of Scripture?
你有没有违反这里所讲的这条命令呢？
It's an easy passage to violate.
这是一条非常容易违反的一条命令，一条规定。
I would encourage you to repent of your sin and come to God and ask his forgiveness.
我会鼓励你，为你的罪忏悔，来到神的面前来求他的宽恕。
This isn't easy, but it's the only way of blessing.
这可能很不容易，但这是唯一一个能够得到的祝福的方式。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers.
把这一切都视为
trials of many kinds.
把这一切都视为喜乐。无论你是在面对怎样的试炼当中。
Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
因为你知道你的信心经历了这样的试炼，就能生出忍耐和坚强。
Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
让我们的忍耐能够做出它结出它最后的结果，使我们能够成全完备，在一切都毫无欠缺。
This may not be the easy way.
这可能不是一件很容易的道路，这不是一条容易的道路。
But it is the Bible way.
但这是圣经上所指示的道路。
And if you're ever struggling with the goodness of God,Look at the cross.
如果你一直在神的公义里面有挣扎，那就请你看一看那十字架。
If you're ever tempted to say God's not fair, look at the cross.
如果你常常受诱惑，想说神不公平，那请你看一下那十字架。
I'm really glad God's not fair, or I would be in hell right now.
我非常高兴，因为神不是公平的，不然的话，我肯定已经是在地狱里了。
I'm really glad that God poured out wrath on His Son when I'm the one who deserved it.
我也很高兴，神把他的那愤怒降在了他的独生子身上。不然那愤怒应该是我要得的。
Consider pure joy because God's doing something in my life and in yours.
这一切都视为喜乐，因为神在你和我的生命中有工作要做。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父。
Thank you for letting us examine this text of scripture today.
让我们今感谢你，让我们今天来一起用思考一段的经文。
I ask for your help.
我来求得求你的帮助。
For me and for my brothers and sisters.
为我自己，也为我的弟兄姐妹们。
God, I need your help.
神啊，我需要你的帮助。
They need your help.
他们也需要你的帮助。
We can't do this on our own.
因为靠我们自己的能力，我们做不来。
I ask that the Holy Spirit would help us.
我请求那圣灵来帮助我们。
To consider it pure joy when we encounter trials of many kinds.
当我们遇见百般试炼的时候，我们都视为一切为喜乐。
Because you're doing a work in our lives.
因为你在我们的生命中正在做工。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我以耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.